how was your most recent tour? Did you guys have a good time?
Yeah, it was. I think we're all still pretty tired.
We just got back.
Yeah, right?
It's I guess the 8th today, and the last show was the 5th. So okay. We're sort of still in.
Oh,
like,
so and it was like 4th of July weekend and crazy.
Yeah, this is sort of still in like recovery mode, I would say, from the tour. We were gone for I think like 38 days or something.
Oh my
like
god!
That. So it was cross country all the way out to Seattle and back. So we might be able to give you a more poignant answer like a few months from
sure.
now, but I think that it was really great, and we all had a blast.
Are you having separation anxiety right now, or have you been like having sleepovers for the last 3 days?
Sleepovers, yeah.
No, I would say no to both of those.
You're done?
Yeah, we've been doing us four on the Aero mattress every night since.
Nice.
Yeah, I can't quit you.
Trying to put a smile on for the camera, but this is terrible right now.
Yeah, you guys suffering? Are you relieved to be back as well? Yeah, 38 days is kind of a long time.
Yeah, I would say yeah.
Yeah, we were pretty far away from home.
Yeah.
I felt homesick for sure.
It also felt like it wasn't going to end at a certain point.
Well, yeah,
like,
we
this had, is our know, lives now. Like,
we had done 2 week tours before, and that time frame is more manageable mentally. You can kind of always see the end, even just when it's starting. A 5+ 6 week tour or whatever, like 4 days in when we're all tired already, and it's like, how the fuck is this going to go on for 4.5 more weeks or 5.5 more weeks? Like, it was really just too strange to fathom.
Yeah.
It wasn't possible to picture that this was still going to be going on in 2, 3, 4 weeks, the same routine, the same grind. But that being said, it happened. We got home and we got to see so many places. I mean, we basically hit every major city in the U.S. with a few exceptions. But the itinerary was pretty thorough, and we met a ton of great people, and we met great musicians, and everyone was so hospitable putting us up. It was really an amazing experience. I think we're going to do it again.
Is there like a runner's high moment, like where you finally, you're like, cool, it's been 3 weeks, fuck it. And then it starts to feel like good and like you can just do it. I can't like conceive of being away for that long.
Yeah, it was up and down. Yeah. I think probably, Northern California, Pacific Northwest, when we were reaching the extreme of where we were going, was like, wow, we're out here.
Yeah.
And that felt really cool and really good. But then coming back, maybe a little grueling, especially since we didn't know anyone in, say, Boise, Idaho.
Yeah.
Though, cool city, as far as we can tell.
Yeah, but you're totally right. The West Coast and the Northwest was, if there was a runner's high, it would be there. Yeah. Because it just took, it was so much fucking driving to get out there.
Right.
And stops through a lot of weird cities. Santa Fe, New Mexico, Phoenix, Arizona, which is the one spot where we were able to finagle a place to crash in every city except Phoenix. That fell through at like 11:30 p.m. when it was still over 100 degrees out. We got to Phoenix and it was dark out and the thermometer in the car said 107 degrees.
Oh,
and we were like, all right, that's fucking broken. But when we opened the door, it was not broken.
Not broken.
Did you just sleep on the side of the highway?
Well, we drove to San Diego overnight because that was the next spot, and we were able to secure Sam teaches Skype guitar lessons to a student in San Diego, and this student put us up.
Yeah, and if anyone's interested in Skype guitar lessons,
anyone globally.
Eventually giving
he's
you
actually,
a bed
he's a
random
terrible
time.
Teacher in person, but over Skype,
for
something else.
For some reason.
Something about the disconnect.
Right. So anyway, making it out to the West Coast was grueling, but then once you got there, the drives weren't as long. San Fran, LA,
yeah.
Portland, Seattle, a lot of great places. And that was kind of the second wind, I guess, the runner's high of the tour. But then the way back, like Evan said, is grueling because there's so many long drives. And that was the stretch that was like 8 hours from Oregon to Boise and another 8 hours from Boise to Salt Lake and then 8 hours to Denver. And it was just shows every night. So it was a lot of waking up early, a lot of driving. And at that point, it was like, all right, fuck. I'm ready to be home. But we had an amazing stretch at the end, basically from Chicago to New Jersey and then Brooklyn and Montclair, our hometown, Connecticut. Those were all really, really fun shows to end it out.
Bangers.
So, yeah, it really ended as well as we could have hoped.
Is one of you the tour manager? Like, who was like, get up, it's 8 a.m., we're leaving? Did you all just just figured it out?
No, we all kind of suck at that. I mean, tour manager, as far as booking shows, Evan did the most of the work for. He really spent a lot of time contacting other bands and connections and people in these cities.
Well, we should mention that we were going on tour with our friends Tawny Peaks, who are now defunct, I guess, right, Sam?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Sam's
Sam
both,
plays
yeah.
guitar in Tawny Peaks.
Was that the end?
Yeah, this is our farewell tour.
International tour.
Oh God, mm-hmm. Forever?
Yeah. Hopefully. Well,
reunion. Yeah, who in knows? 10 years.
No, sorry, loaded question. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah. So it was the seven of us in the crew, usually staying in the same place. But there were, yeah. I mean, we were able to rouse ourselves and do it somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, I think having seven people, the odds are that all seven people won't oversleep. If it's just Pine Grove on tour together, that's actually fairly likely that all four of us might do something irresponsible like that. But the seven of us, we were able to actually really not show up late to almost any shows, which was surprising. We were pretty good about that. Yeah, definitely unusual for us.